grass for hay or something like that. Anything in particular you'd call that?
Except hay field.
Hay field. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people use the word meadow around here to describe a piece of land?
No, not too often. It has. I've heard it, but not too often. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what about, you mentioned swamp a minute ago. That's just a piece of land that's not good for anything, has water standing on it all the time.
It's kind of a forest and wet, swampy, marshy, mm-hmm. type land.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, what about the different types of soil that you would have in the field? What would you call a very fertile soil? It would be what?
Well, it's a generally bottom land, which is a heavy, loam, sandy type soil. Mm-hmm. And,
anything that in particular that you call poor soil?
Well, it's a soil that is very sandy, mm-hmm. deep sand, in deep other words. Sand.
But loam is good soil?
Yes, loam. Okay. Mixed with humus and stuff. Mm-hmm.
What if you had a piece of land that was a little bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation? What would you say you had to do to it to get the water off of it?
You have to put a drainage ditch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, that'd have to be surveyed. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the names of some of the streams around here? Or around the place where you live?
Well, we call them a branch, mm-hmm. creek, mm-hmm. Spring. Mm-hmm.
Is a branch smaller than a creek?
Yes.
What about a spring?
Well, spring generally is smaller than either one. It's just something that feeds into the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about specific names of creeks around here? Can you remember any?
Well, they got what they call Choctahatchee mm-hmm. over there. Some refer to it as a river, but I call it a creek. Mm-hmm. And Sykes's Creek. Mm-hmm. Bear Creek. Mm-hmm. Well, that's about all I can think of right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, about something you might see around the ocean, a narrow bit of water that goes in and out with the tide. What would you call that? Do you have any idea?
Backwater.
Backwater, or maybe an inlet or something like mm-hmm. that.
The ocean would be backwater mm-hmm. or inlet.
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley that's been cut by a stream of water, maybe in the woods or a field somewhere? It might be about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
It's referred to as a ditch or gully.
Ditch or gully. And what about if you've had a very heavy rain and the rain has cut out a place across the road or a field, what would you call that? Would you call that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is a ravine?
A ravine is generally something, you know, that has been washed away, a valley like, where maybe undergrowth has grown back, mm-hmm. generally referred to it as a ravine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you call a small rise in the land? You'd say you're going up a little
hill.
Going up a hill. And what if it were a tremendous thing, much larger than a hill? That'd be a what?
A mountain.
That'd be a mountain. Let me ask you this. If you wanted to go out that door, you'd have to turn the door.
Knob?
Yeah. Have you ever heard a rise in land referred to as a knob?
A what?
A knob of land. A small rise in the land.
No, I've heard of it referred to as a knoll.
As a knoll? Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be something. Is that about the size of a hill or?
Small hill, a gradual rounding hill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharply? So you looked over the edge of the
cliff.
Of the cliff. Mm-hmm. And if you were up in the mountains, maybe a low place where a road goes across, you'd call that a what in the mountains?
Valley.
A valley. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that a gap or a notch?